Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
Are you praying for the greater St. Louis area and you feel like, God, do you really answer my prayers? Our prayers collectively, are you really there with us in our great city? Well, today, Kurt Wilson is my guest. He's the director of Pray for the Lou. Now, this is an event that's been going on for 7 years on March 14th, 314. Get it? And we're going to learn about this year's Pray for the Lou, upcoming events, and some of the prayer needs that you can pray for the greater St. Louis area. Kurt, welcome.
Oh, Judy, it's fun to be back here with you and just excited for what Jesus is doing in St. Louis.
So let's hear more.
Well, you know, we can always say what he's not doing, but we're excited. We get to worship Jesus as the Church of St. Louis across all different denominations from the heart of downtown St. Louis, not for 1 hour, 2 hours, but for 40 nonstop hours, different worship teams, different prayer leaders. And we're going to be in the book of John, John 17, in Jesus' prayer for us and meditating on that and praying from the heart of downtown. So we're excited to bring the church together, really to lift up the name of Jesus for those 40 hours.
40 hours of nonstop prayer. That means you need to find a partner if you need to take a break, right, Kurt?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of different teams. You might need to take a nap. You might need to find a corner of the room to rest. But yeah, night or day, sun or rain or whatever, you know, and we're going to seek the Lord and lift up his name and pray. And it's just going to be a powerful time.
Where's it going to be downtown?
So we get the great benefit of being right downtown, adjacent to the courthouse and near Keener Plaza, kind of looking into Busch Stadium. We're at the Larson Financial Building, which is a 22-story office building, and we get to be on floor number 7 and look out in the morning, noon, and night over our great city. You know, there's just something about being in the heart of the city, looking out at the city, and it just fuels your prayers for the region. So we're right down there, and there's parking garages available and parking around there, and we're just thankful to Larson Financial for opening up a space for us to come together as the church.
That is wonderful. My husband and I live in this city, and I think this city has great potential as long as people are listening to the right voice.
Yeah, and we want to listen to the voice of Jesus again. Out of John 17, he prayed for us that we would be one so that the world would know. And so that's the heart to come together, is that the world would see in this city that there's unity that can only be found in Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and different denominations coming for the same purpose. Not to lift up their denomination or the name of their church, but to lift up the name of Jesus. And we just joke around, you know, there'll be a day in heaven with all the nations and we'll go forever and the song won't change. It'll be holy, holy, holy forever. So we're like, the least we can do is give Jesus 40 hours, March 12th through March 14th, to get us kicked off towards Pray for the Lou Day.
Tell us more details where people can find out more information to register.
Yeah, you can go to prayfortheloo.org. We have all the information. If you want to get involved as a worship leader, as a prayer leader, the building's going to be open. You can just come through whenever your schedule allows. So March 12th at 7 p.m., and then we go till March 14th, that Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And then, of course, we're also going to be mobilizing prayer walking, because we love to pray in buildings, but we also love to get out into the streets. You know, Jesus said to pray and go. So March 14th, our Pray for the Lou Day specifically, after 40 hours, we're going to have teams out in 79 all the city neighborhoods prayer walking simultaneously at the same time, going with prayer. So we're going to pray and we're going to go.
I think that's wonderful. 79 neighborhoods, and each neighborhood has special intentions that need to happen, right?
Yeah, we just see the harvest is plentiful. And so each and every neighborhood is Jesus, you know, he sent his disciples. He said, hey, go to these places. I'm going to be there. So we want to be there on the ground and strengthen the church that's there and encourage the believers that are there. And there's an opportunity for churches in the county to come into the city that day and pray with folks. And just really the body of Christ in the region to unite on a wide scale level where every neighborhood is being covered. Our whole city is covered in prayer that morning. And just the power of Jesus' name being lifted up. And it's, again, We're going to pray and go. It's time to pray and go so the world may know, so they'll see that God's doing something not only in the walls, but outside the walls.
And people need to hear more positive things about St. Louis and the St. Louis area. It's got such great stuff.
Yeah, you might come prayer walk and you might think certain things about a neighborhood, but once you get there, you might meet a neighbor or you might see what God's doing and be surprised with what God's doing. You know, Joshua and Caleb got to scout out the land and some saw the giants, but they said, no, this land surely belongs to us. So it's similar in St. Louis where kind of we know the headlines, we know the obstacles, but when you actually go see the land with the heart of Jesus and the eyes of Jesus, you get maybe a different perspective and you get to meet a ministry that's on the ground there and hear some of their challenges, but also their victories. And you just feel like for a moment, like we're unified and that Jesus really is on the move and he's being lifted up and his kingdom is coming.
Miracles that you've seen over the past 7 years from Pray for the Lou.
Well, you know, there's been people that have maybe never been into a certain neighborhood of the city, and they came in 6-7 years ago to prayer walk it, and they're still coming in every year, or they've met a local ministry on the ground and relationships have been built. For us, that's the heart of it, is that the relationships would be built, like Acts 1:8, will be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. So when the city and the county are partnering together for the sake of the gospel, and the church that's in the county is coming into the city to support and to strengthen, or like in the days of Nehemiah, where people were rallied together to rebuild the wall to protect the city. And so those relationships that are being built maybe across denominational lines or geographical lines are just some of the strong thing. But really for us, it's about obedience, that Jesus is worthy of a united church. Jesus is worthy of praise. And so we're going to give him that offering together. And we're just so thankful for this time set aside. You know, March 14th is like St. Louis Day, where we celebrate all the St. Louis things, toasted raviolis, yep, or Vest soda. But for us, why not make it Pray for the Lou Day, a day of prayer, a day of lifting up Jesus. And so that's our heart. And we know only he can unite us under his name and under his banner and under his blood. And so that's what we're laboring for. And we're just seeing God bring people out that want to be a part of it.
And you can see a lot of the things on the website.
Yeah, you can go to prayfortheloo.org. You can see promo videos we have. You can see how you can get involved. If you want to say, hey, I want to lead a prayer walk in a certain neighborhood, you can register. Or, hey, I'd like to help with worship during those 40 hours or prayer during those 40 hours. So we're going to be mobilizing people for the 40 hours. Then we're going to be mobilizing people to prayer walk all the neighborhoods. And then after that, kind of our favorite part is, you know, all's well that ends well. And for us, it's not an ending, but we are gathering the church on March 14th at 1 p.m. at Cardinal Ritter High School. And the significance is Cardinal Ritter High School, the football field, sits on the Delmar Avenue, which has been a historic dividing line. And so instead of being a dividing line, it's going to be a uniting line for the church of the region to come together after 40 hours of worship and prayer, after prayer walking 79 neighborhoods, and being together in that place for the sole purpose of lifting up Jesus' name. And we're going to be praying out of John 17, Jesus' prayer, over the 40 hours while we're out in the neighborhoods and even while we're at Cardinal Ritter, uniting together. So we're just believing for great weather that day so we can be outside and just lift up Jesus together.
So it all starts when?
It all starts March 12th. It's a Thursday at 7 p.m. And the 40 hours go nonstop until March 14th at 11 a.m. And the reason it's 11 a.m. is because at 10 a.m. on March 14th, we'll have people in all 79 neighborhoods getting ready to pray and to go out and to prayer walk. And so we wanted to cover those prayer walks with worship and prayer. And then people will come back to their 79 locations, debrief a little bit, and then meet us there at Cardinal Ritter, just a few minutes north of IKEA, and worship as the church. And so it's going to be a full 3 days. And we just believe there's a portion you can come out and connect with during some time. There's a lot going on.
If people haven't been on a prayer walk around a neighborhood, will you give them instructions what to do?
Yeah, so we're going to have, we call them send point mobilizer or a neighborhood captain who will be assigned per neighborhood. There'll be locations on the website when we get closer, and they'll help to facilitate and to lead. And so we'll have a training for them coming up the week before. And then if people just say, hey, I've never been on a prayer walk, but I want to participate, they'll be able to choose on our website one of the neighborhoods, go to that location at 10 a.m. that morning, and there'll be someone trained up to help give them some tools and to get them into groups to go out and give them some instructions. And so you don't have to feel like, I know what prayer walking is, or I've done it before to participate, we're going to take care of that to get the people ready that will help get you ready so we can all pray and go together.
When you started Pray for the Lou, did you ever think it would be like it is today?
I have some pretty crazy big dreams, and so I'm very thankful for how it is today. But honestly, it started just a heart for the city, and me and a few friends, we prayer walked all 79 neighborhoods over a 10-month period. And then we didn't really know what it was going to lead to, which eventually led to Pray for the Lou Day, March 14th of 2020. And so we look back and we're just grateful and just so blessed of what God has done and how the church has shown up and continues to show up. And so there's always more that we're looking for, and more testimonies and more relationships and more participation. But we are blown away by the goodness of God and the faithfulness of the Church of St. Louis.
PrayForTheLou.org is the website to go to. Kurt Wilson is my guest, and he's the director of this whole project. Now, what about people that can't come to the whole thing, but they might be able to come to 5 hours or 3 hours?
Specifically, the 40 hours is open. It is free to come and go. So once it starts, it doesn't stop. Beautiful thing is there's security at this building, and we have people in the lobby letting you in and directing you where to go and getting you to the right floor. But once you get there and step on the floor, you might think you're only coming for an hour, but you're probably going to want to stay longer because the presence of the Lord, not only do we have prayer and worship, but we have a fellowship area, so like coffee and snacks. And so you can actually come and worship and pray with people you don't know that are believers from around the region. You could sit down and have a cup of coffee and fellowship with them. And so if you come for 30 minutes, an hour, 20 hours, 40 hours, it is all welcome. And we just encourage people, whatever the Lord would be able to allow you to do, whatever your schedule can do, come on out. Same with prayer walking, just be a part of it and get out to one of these neighborhoods.
Director Pray for the Lou, Kurt Wilson, is sitting here with me in the studio. And it's an exciting dream to believe that our city can change, isn't it, Kurt?
It's not only an exciting dream to believe, but it's an exciting dream to see what God is doing. You know, years ago, we tried to mobilize prayer, and we could barely get 5 people in a building, but now to get people out across all the neighborhoods and in the streets and seeing some of the crime statistics go down and just the relationships that are being built and strengthened and the church growing. And it's a powerful time. We're not only believing it, but we're seeing it. Of course, we're asking and seeking and knocking for more, but we're seeing it and just thanking Jesus for it.
PrayForTheLou.org is the website. March 14th is the main day, but there's 40 hours of prayer, nonstop worship, and God's going to show up and do something great because we have faith that He is the miracle-working God. Kurt, thanks for being my guest today, and I hope you all will get up, get your churches involved, and be a part of Pray for the Lou. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlick, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Hey, I'm Judy Redlick. I've got a new project coming out that I want to tell you about. It's a book that's been long in the making. It's called Forward Heel Park, Adventures with the Four-Footed Friend. And it's all about my relationships with my service dogs. You see, I've had 3 service dogs because I'm visually impaired, and they have really taught me a lot about independence, but also about loving and serving, being patient, and being an overcomer in a challenging place. It's coming out June 15th on Amazon. So listen more and you'll hear more about the details of my book, Forward Heel Park, Adventures with the Four-Footed Friend. I'll give you updates on my website, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. Watch for them, won't you? And don't forget to leave your review on Amazon.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.